This is your yoga wind down. You'll need a yoga mat or a towel, and a strap or something that can act like a strap, a tie or a belt. Bring your yoga mat or your towel down onto the floor. Coming down onto your hands and your knees, place your hands underneath your shoulders and your knees underneath your hips. As you inhale, begin to reach your chest forward, lengthen your tailbone back, and let your belly drop down towards the floor. As you exhale, press into your hands, drop your tailbone, and arch the spine towards the ceiling. Inhaling in, reach your chest forward, lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, draw your belly up and in and round the spine to the ceiling. Inhaling in, reach your chest forward, lengthen the front of your body. Exhaling out, round your spine. Continue on your own breath. Beginning to match the length of your breath with the movement of your body. You can even close your eyes here. On your next exhale, reach the hips all the way back to the heels to come into child's pose. You can stretch the arms out in front of you, or bring them back by your side. Take a deep breath here, and as you exhale, soften the shoulders, relax the pelvis, soften your jaw. Take one more deep breath here, letting the tension begin to drain out of your body. Come on to your back and bend your knees, placing both feet on the floor underneath your knees. The feet should be hip distance apart. Place the palms face down by your side. As you inhale in, press into your feet and begin to lift the tailbone, the sacrum, and the spine off the floor. As you exhale, lower back down. As you inhale in, lifting the spine off the floor, maybe just moving through the first couple of vertebrae. And as you exhale, rolling down. Continue to work with the breath. This movement can start off very small, but gradually you can begin to lift more and more of the spine off the floor. Treat this move as a little bit of a massage for the back of your body. Begin to match the breath with your movement. Slow down the movement and slow down your breath. On your next inhalation, press down through the feet and actually keep the pelvis up in the air. Lift your sternum up towards your shin, press the outer arms down and lift the spine up. Take one more inhale, opening through the front of your chest. And as you exhale, gently lower yourself back down onto the floor. Draw your right knee in towards your chest, holding on to the front of your shin with both hands. Even as you draw the shin bone in towards your body, press your pelvis forward and down into the mat. If this is comfortable on your lower back, you can extend the left heel forward so that the leg is straight and on the floor. If the leg is extended, press the thigh bone and the heel down firmly, rooting it into the mat. As you inhale, allow the right thigh to move away from your body, and as you exhale, draw it closer in. As you inhale, the thigh moves away from the body, following the breath. And as you exhale, hug the thigh closer in. Keep reaching through the left heel and softening the shoulders down onto the floor. Take one more deep breath here and exhale out fully. Bringing your strap around the sole of your right foot, begin to extend your right heel up towards the ceiling. It's okay to keep the right leg bent. As you press your heel towards the sky, draw your toes back and down towards your face to stretch your calf. Keep softening the shoulders back onto the floor and soften your jaw. You should feel this stretch in the back of your right thigh. Smooth out your breath. Take a few deep breaths here. Continue to press the right heel up towards the ceiling. And if your left leg is extended, continue to reach through the left heel as you press your left thigh down into the floor. Take one more inhale. And as you exhale, draw your right knee back into your chest and then place your right foot on the floor. Draw your left thigh in towards your chest. If you did so on the other side, you can extend your right heel along the floor and press the right thigh bone down. As you inhale, allow the left leg to move away from your body. And as you exhale, hug it deeper in down towards your armpit. Continue to allow the thigh to move with the breath. Soften the shoulders, release your jaw. Now bring your strap around the sole of your left foot. Take an inhale, and as you exhale, press the left heel up towards the ceiling. Draw the left toes down towards your face to stretch the back of your calf. If your right leg is extended, continue to press your right thigh bone strongly down in towards the floor. Reach through your left heel. Soften your shoulders. And deepen your breath. Take one more inhalation here. And as you exhale, draw your knee down into your chest. Place both feet flat on the floor. Lift your right heel off the floor and cross your right ankle over your left knee so that the knee is pointing towards the right. Bring your right hand between your legs and hold on to the back of your left thigh with both hands. Begin to draw the left thigh bone down towards the left armpit. As you do, the right outer thigh will roll forward towards the front of your mat. You should feel this stretch in the outer right hip. Continue to soften your shoulders down towards the mat, soften your jaw. And with every inhale, breathe a little bit more space into your right hip. And as you exhale, softly draw the left thigh closer towards your body. Take one more inhalation on this side. And as you exhale, release the left foot and the right foot back down towards the floor. Coming onto the other side, cross your left ankle over your right knee. And then thread your left hand between your legs and hold on to the back of your right thigh with both hands. Begin to draw the right thigh bone down towards your right armpit. As you do, continue to press the left thigh forward and your pelvis down and into the mat. Soften your shoulders. As you inhale, send the breath down into any place in the left hip that feels tight. And as you exhale, begin to allow those muscles to soften. Take one more deep inhalation here and exhale out fully and bring both feet flat to the floor. From here, if it's comfortable for your lower back, you can extend the legs out so that you're lying flat on your back. If your lower back feels a little twingy, then keep your knees bent or bring a pillow underneath your knees. We'll finish with a simple breathing technique. Inhaling for a count of four, and then exhaling for a count of four. Start by exhaling all the breath out. Draw your belly down to your spine. Close your eyes. Inhaling in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling, 1, 2, 3, 4. Keeping your attention on your breath, begin to let your thoughts go. Begin to relax all the muscles of your body. Allow the back of your body to spread out wider on the mat. You can either bring your hands onto your belly or lay them down by your side. Relax the legs, the arms, the torso. Relax the forehead, soften your jaw, and let the tongue be heavy in the floor of your mouth. The eyes sink back into the skull. We'll take a few moments here to completely relax and let go. Slowly begin to deepen your breath. You can wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. If you like, take the arms above your head and take a big stretch. You can even take a big yawn or a big sigh. And then slowly draw your knees into your chest and roll over onto your right side. You can cradle your head on your right arm. Take a deep breath here. Using your left hand, slowly begin to press yourself up into a seated position. If it's comfortable, sit with your legs crossed. Bring your hands onto your thighs and close your eyes. Take a moment to sense how your body feels and to bring this relaxation with you into the rest of your evening. This has been your yoga wind down.